시장들이 맞다가 캐내면 캐내, 네? 시장들 또 시다 내다, 시대니까 또 배시하는 거 따와 또 배시하는, 대기도 건물 따와 건물 하지, 어떻게 하는 거예요?
And so the mind that realizes you know, all the phenomena are emptied and stuffless, and all the component phenomena are impermanent. So that mind which understands or realizes these two is called the view.
And then Sajetanji Dugavasa Tiri Karsana, Koral, Koral, Tan, Koral, Tan, Tan, Lotjevi Chet, Lotjevi Chet, and then Mandalmen Tosti Bagi.
And then there's one, all the contaminations, you know, all the contaminated things, or all the contaminations are you know, suffering. So that, you know, one should think about, or one should contemplate on all the sufferings, you know, all the sufferings of the cycle existing, you know, including the suffering you know, of the peak of existence, all the way down to the suffering of the hell.
So yeah. 레이베다 라마 제참마 누가에 비해서 싸베 거네 아니 제나 세와파베 아니 빵 말은 세와파마데 제나 세와파마데 아 시아바세 거네 시아바
And so by contemplating on the suffering of you know, all, you know, oneself and all other beings you know, then one should abandon harming other beings so you know abandoning harm towards other beings and it's the conduct
다들어와 따와도 쉐바지 소르데 녀스나마나 때네 녀메네 데가 쉐와 토바데 나니까 잠고멘 제버스가 예스 베이나자
so by practicing this view and the conduct you know, in union in union that eventually when one achieve the liberation when achieve you know, by practicing You know, this view and the conduct in union, you know, is called the peace of Nirvana.
Oh yeah, that is it. 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 That is it.
And so, now we're going to move you know, to the Chitta Martin school. And here, also similar to the first two schools, and it is explained in the seven points. So the seven points, and those of you who have been coming from the beginning, might know already by heart, right? So the seven points, the definition, the division, etymology, the assertion of the objects and subjects and so forth. So the first is the explanation or the definition, right? The definition of the mind on the school. So it says the definition of the mind, Chitta Madhana, mind on the school, is the one who propounds the mind and tenets. And does not assert external object, but asserts self-cognizers to be truly existent. So that is the the definition of the Martin school. And so in the part of this definition it says that do not assert external objects, right? So what is the external object? In the lower, two lower schools, the Vaibhashika and Southern Tika school, they say, and it exerts, you know, it exerts the external object. When it's not sure whether, we don't know what does it mean, you know, to say that the external object, you know, what is the meaning of the external object, but they do not, you know, they accept or they assert the external object, right? The Vaibhashika and Southern Tika school assert the external object. So here, different from those two schools, here the Chittamati school says, you know, does not assert the external object. And then different from them, different from the Vaibhashika school actually, the Vaibhashika school, it says, different from the Vaibhashika school, it says, it's assert the self-cognizers. You know, the self-cognizer, you know, to be truly existent.
अने को लोन शेबा भी खांसा दी अने सेम की दिंगी अने निपज क्या ना चाह बना पहने शेष चीते ना ना भी चीते दिका तो योवा रहे हैं अने तो योवा ये तो शेना भी चीते ना सेम की तो ना तो चाह मातो सेम की दिंगी निपज चाह बना मातू भी शेरो जी चीते योवा रहे हैं इसका सेम चाह बाहर से तो कोई दुनिया लो ना भी
So the name of this school is called Mind Only. So when it says only, what it refused, you know, is that, that all the phenomena, whether it's external or internal, you know, exist or come into existence, you know, by the potential on the mind ripening, by the ripening of the potential on the mind. Yeah. So everything that one experiences, you know, anything that one experiences, you know, or anything that comes to appear, you know, cannot appear, you know, without the potential on the mind ripening.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, so everything, all the phenomena are mere mind or mind only.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, when the eye consciousness sees a flower, the mind, you know, has the potential, you know, the mind has the potential which ripens, and then from there comes the flower and comes the consciousness, eye consciousness that sees the flower. So the half of that potential became the object that comes into existence, and half of the potential in the mind became the consciousness, the eye consciousness that perceives the flower.
Nere watch, ane meto tobe mishi na ye meto nike gi gyo sabuti ne ye ra sawe de meba ina ane yeje ye meto de toko mare ye meto de meto ane ka de toko yeje de ya mare ya sesh
So if there is no potential on the mind, you know, that is the cause of both flower and the eye consciousness that perceives the flower. So that is the cause, the potential on the mind, and it is the cause of both flower and the eye consciousness that perceives the flower. So without that potential, if there's no potential, you know, in the mind, then there will be no flower and there will be no eye consciousness that sees the flower.
Mm-hmm.
So, in short, what it means is without the potential ripening in the mind, there will be no external things existing. So therefore, They say there's no external thing existing. There's no external object. You know, without the potential on the mind ripening. So this is what I think. So that's what I think the meaning of the mind only is. So he says, when he says external object, if there is the external object, so according to this school, there's no external object. Okay? But if there is external object, then there has to be an object that comes to exist without the potential on the mind ripening. So there has to be this object, you know, coming into existence without the potential ripening in the mind. So I think that's what it is, and that's what it means. Now the next one is the divisions. Yama boy. So there's the definition of the mind only school, and there is a division. So there are different kind of mind only schools, but you know it's very extensive or intensive. So I think there's no much point to discuss about that. Anyway, so Geshe will just read through that. Anyway, so it says in the part where it explains about the definition, it says Chittamatrim and the expectorian and the Yogacharan are mutually inclusive. So they are different names, but they mean the same thing. So the division of the mind on the school, as explained in the sutra, it says there are two divisions, the true aspect to the matrins and false aspect to the
matrins.
So these divisions are made, you know, in terms of the sharp faculties and the dull faculties.
So